Tarea 2.
Edgar Allan Poe, called by many the father of the detective story, was born on January 19, 1809, in Boston, Massachusetts.
When Poe was 2 years old, his mother passed away, and his father had already abandoned the family. He was taken in as a foster child by the Allen family.
He was writing poetry from about the time that he was 13. He kept writing all the time. He worked very, very hard at his writing and wrote constantly.
In 1826, Poe enrolled at the University of Virginia. He went into debt, he gambled to try to pay off those debts, and found himself in even greater debt, and ultimately had to withdraw from the university. In 1830, Poe enrolled at West Point.
After West Point, Poe turned to writing full-time and lived in a number of East Coast cities before settling down in Richmond, Virginia.
Edgar Allan Poe secretly married his 13-year-old cousin, and then in 1836, publicly married her in a more open ceremony.
He loved her very, very much. They lived together always until, alas, she died of tuberculosis when she was, I guess, around 20.
Poe's primary occupation as a writer was as a literary critic. He worked at several newspapers and literary magazines, and he had quite a reputation for being a harsh critic. One of his editors called him the Tomahawk Man. During his lifetime, he barely made a living from his writing.
Poe published some of his most famous short stories in his 1840 collection, Tales of the Grotesque and Arabesque.
He wrote some of his stories using the first person and talking about the use of opium, so people assumed that he dabbled in drugs. The stories were so creepy, they were ghost stories taken to such a brilliant extreme that people thought he had to be a little strange himself.
Poe invented detective fiction when he wrote The Murders in the Rue Morgue in 1841.
Murders in the Rue Morgue really deserves to be called the first detective story. It started the whole tradition of detective fiction.
The Raven, which was published in 1845, was his huge breakthrough. It became a big bestseller.
Poe's career very much went up and down until he really hit The Raven. And that poem was known by, you know, it seems everyone in the world. It had an enormous press.
On October 7th, 1849, Edgar Allan Poe died at the age of 40 under mysterious circumstances.
Poe's death may be one of the most bizarre things about his life. He left Virginia on his way to New York, disappeared. A week later, he was found on the streets of Baltimore.
We don't have a single piece of information about what he was doing. At the end of that week, he was found in a tavern, ill, drunk, and was taken to a hospital.
It turned out he was wearing clothes that didn't belong to him, and a couple of days later he died in a delirium. Nobody knows exactly what killed him.
Edgar Allan Poe's legacy in American literature is very detectable in all of the mystery dramas and stories we have, and all the kind of horror and vampire work that we see, that there is that trace of the sort of horror and mystery that Poe really was able to harness in his writing.
Edgar Allan Poe, called by many the father of the detective story, was born on January 19, 1809, in Boston, Massachusetts.
When Poe was 2 years old, his mother passed away, and his father had already abandoned the family. He was taken in as a foster child by the Allan family.
He was writing poetry from about the time that he was 13. He kept writing all the time. He worked very, very hard at his writing and wrote constantly.
In 1826, Poe enrolled at the University of Virginia. He went into debt, he gambled to try to pay off those debts, and found himself in even greater debt, and ultimately had to withdraw from the university. In 1830, Poe enrolled at West Point.
After West Point, Poe turned to writing full-time and lived in a number of East Coast cities before settling down in Richmond, Virginia.
Edgar Allan Poe secretly married his 13-year-old cousin, and then in 1836, publicly married her in a more open ceremony.
He loved her very, very much. They lived together always until, alas, she died of tuberculosis when she was, I guess, around 20.
Poe's primary occupation as a writer was as a literary critic. He worked at several newspapers and literary magazines, and he had quite a reputation for being a harsh critic. One of his editors called him the Tomahawk Man.
During his lifetime, he barely made a living from his writing.
Poe published some of his most famous short stories in his 1840 collection, Tales of the Grotesque and Arabesque.
He wrote some of his stories using the first person and talking about the use of opium, so people assumed that he dabbled in drugs. The stories were so creepy. They were ghost stories taken to such a brilliant extreme that people thought he had to be a little strange himself.
Poe invented detective fiction when he wrote The Murders in the Rue Morgue in 1841.
Murders in the Rue Morgue really deserves to be called the first detective story. It started the whole tradition of detective fiction.
The Raven, which was published in 1845, was his huge breakthrough. It became a big bestseller.
Poe's career very much went up and down until he really hit The Raven. And that poem was known by, you know, it seems everyone in the world. It had an enormous press.
On October 7th, 1849, Edgar Allan Poe died at the age of 40 under mysterious circumstances.
Poe's death may be one of the most bizarre things about his life. He left Virginia on his way to New York, disappeared. A week later, he was found on the streets of Baltimore.
We don't have a single piece of information about what he was doing. At the end of that week, he was found in a tavern, ill, drunk, and was taken to a hospital.
It turned out he was wearing clothes that didn't belong to him, and a couple of days later, he died in a delirium. Nobody knows exactly what killed him.
Edgar Allan Poe's legacy in American literature is very detectable in all of the mystery dramas and stories we have, and all the kind of horror and vampire work that we see, that there is that trace of the sort of horror and mystery that Poe really was able to harness in his writing.